Life Incidents by James S. White. Chapter, Camp Meeting Era. While the meetings were progressing in New York, the friends in Boston determined on a general rally in that city during anniversary week. Accordingly, the Melodeon was secured for the occasion, and our meetings began under the most auspicious circumstances. Adventism had never seen a brighter day. The attendance was large throughout the entire meeting. Although the interests of the week were great, yet none had a larger share of attention than the Advent Anniversary Conference. During that week, among the various other interests which came up for discussion, was the question of holding a camp meeting or camp meetings during the ensuing summer. This was thought by many a great undertaking. What? A little handful of Adventists hold a camp meeting? Why, they are hardly able to hold a house meeting, much less a camp meeting. However, there was sufficient faith and zeal in the meeting to say, try. Arrangements were accordingly made by the appointment of a camp meeting committee to carry the plan into effect. It was determined to make a most vigorous effort during the summer for the spread of this great light, for we then thought it doubtful whether we ever should reach another anniversary week in time. Immediately after the anniversary meetings were over, the writers started for Canada East to fulfill an engagement in Stansted. He left Boston on Monday morning and arrived at Stansted and began his meeting on Wednesday. The interest steadily increased from the beginning, and before 2 weeks were passed, the country, for 30 or 40 miles around, was awake to the subject of the Lord's coming. Immense concourses assembled both in Canada and in Derby, Vermont, where a course of lectures was given. Such was the interest to hear, and the awakening among the people, that it was determined at once to hold a camp meeting in Canada. In accordance with this determination, a place was selected, the ground prepared, and the meeting held in the township of Hadley, Canada East. Such was the good effect of this first meeting that the people of Bolton wished one to be held in their town. This was begun the next week after the Hadley meeting closed, and ended on the 3rd of July. During that month's labor, as near as could be estimated, 500 or 600 souls were converted to God. The last week in June, the first Advent camp meeting held in the States commenced in East Kingston, New Hampshire, where an immense multitude assembled to hear the word of the kingdom and worship the God of Abraham. Thus, instead of one Advent camp meeting during the season, which the unbelief of some thought could hardly be carried through, within 1 month of the determination to try, 3 such meetings had actually been successful. Besides these camp meetings, there were immense gatherings of the people all through the northern part of Vermont and New Hampshire, and onward through the state of Maine.